Good morning, everybody. If you remember, last Sunday we studied Laws 9 and 10. Law 10 talked about the harvest is kept by the Father. That was the law. And we mentioned some animals from Joel 1:4. These enemies are well identified. They are the palmer worm, the locust, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar. They have the power to eat crops, to destroy everything. So today we're going to study a little bit about them. Some scholars say that these are simple animals that eat crops, but it's not that simple. Those plagues in Joel left devastation, frustration, desolation, anger, famine, desperation, and panic. Crops were the people's food. After plagues, there was nothing to eat. So crops were a matter of life. You know, the Bible makes lots of comparisons using animals. We, for example, we are sheep. Jesus, our Savior, is the Lion of Judah. And Satan is the roaring lion that steals, kills, and destroys. We can go for a moment to Revelation 9:3. And it says, locusts came down of the earth and were given power like that of scorpions. That means they were ready for the battle. Then it continues and says in verses 7 to 10, the locusts looked like horses. Imagine, in our world, we will never compare a locust with a horse, but they were very well prepared for battle. And the word says, on their heads, they wore something like crowns of gold. You know what that means, right? That means power and a position also. And the word says, and their teeth were like lion's teeth. They had wings. Remember that they are locusts. And the sound of their wings was like the thundering of many horses and chariots rushing into battle. Pay attention to this description. That's powerful, right? It says that they had power to torment people. And even when they are called locusts, they are not animals, you know. They were not guided by an animal, as ants or other animals. No, no, no. They had an angel, a demon, to guide them. And the name of that demon, you know, is the devourer. The devourer, the destroyer, and other beings are not Satan. They are evil beings with power. If you read Revelation 9:11, it says, they had a skin over them. See the name, kin, the title, the position. They had a skin over them, the angel of Abyss, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in Greek is Apollyon. That is destroyer. So you see the difference? This is a being. This is not Satan. It's a very powerful demon. So those animals in Joel represent demonic spirits. We see now that some demons have the appearance of locusts. All of them are sent to devour. In the physical, the four, these four names we mentioned represent different cycles of development, but each one is destructive by itself. From larva to locust, this insect eats leaves, stems, and roots. And that's exactly what sin does. Sin goes little by little. Sin takes your blessing away every day until it destroys everything. As soon as we do something wrong, Genesis 4:7 says, sin is crouching out the door. Sin is the key Satan uses to destroy and kill us, the ones we love and everything we have. But we have a promise in Joel 2:25. The Lord says, I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten, the great locust and the young locust and the other locusts and the locust swarm, my great army that I sent among you. So you see, that was an army. That was a powerful army. So this is the time for us to pray and to stand on the gap, because there's an army also, you know, trying to destroy the world. Some people say this pandemic the world undergoes today was caused by men. And others say it is judgment from God because the earth is full of sin. But whatever the reason is, there's something we know for sure. God has the power to save us from any situation. And we are called to lift a clamor for the world. We are salt and light. You and me, we are salt that preserves, and we are light in the middle of darkness. There's a story in Numbers 16:44-50. It says that people, when Moses was guiding the, you know, the Israel, people began to grumble against Moses and Aaron. And the Lord said to Moses, get away from these people. I'll destroy them all. And Moses and his brother fell face down. Then Moses said to Aaron, take your censer and put incense in it, and hurry to the assembly to make atonement for them. You see, atonement, what we have been learning from our pastor, this sacrifice. Moses said, wrath has come out from the Lord. The plague has started. So Aaron did as Moses said and ran into the midst of the assembly. The plague had already started among the people, but Aaron offered the incense and made atonement for them. He stood between the living and the dead, and the plague stopped. You know what a man of God has the power to do when we are, you know, in obedience, what God can do through us? But the thing and the sad thing is that 14,700 people died. We need to fall face down today. What for? For the Lord to stop this mortality. Our lives will be preserved. The Lord will keep us from all harm. You know, today, more than ever, we have time to be with the Lord, face to face. So let's feed ourselves with the Lord. I would like you to read Psalm 34 at home. Read it once, twice, three times, and all the times you need to make your faith grow. Repeat the word till you are completely convinced about what it says. Take a look at these sentences from David, from this psalm. He said, it says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. All my fears. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. You see, fears, troubles, problems, whatever we face today, the Lord is going to save us, as he did with David. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. We are not prisoners. Nothing can harm us because we have this angel of the Lord, Jesus himself, that is around us as a, the keeper, he's protecting us from everything that is around us. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. And it continues, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. We might feel bad sometimes. That's normal. We are in the world, and the word says that we could have affliction. We could feel sad sometimes in the world. We were going to have attacks, and our first response, our first answer is as human beings, we react. And some people today are really fearful and brokenhearted, as the psalm says. But then it says the righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. So there is no trouble, there is no problem, there is no fear that the Lord cannot, take away from us. So, dear ones, we have to share. What do we have for sharing with others? We have life to share. We have the wise advice, the advice from the Word. We have the answer for people in desperation. We know the Word, and we know, this time, this is the only thing that is going to save us, our faith and the Word and the promises, knowing that He is watching over us. He, the keeper. So we will go through all this, and we'll do it in his way to be victorious as he promised us. So go ahead. That's the order of the Lord. Go ahead, my brothers and sisters. We are his army, and we if that army, those animals we mentioned were powerful. They were locusts, looked like horses. But that's nothing compared to the army of the Lord. And we are his army, and the victory is ours in the name of Jesus. I want you to live live with these promises, you know, trusting in the Lord and knowing that no matter what, no matter what happens, no matter what is around us, no matter what is what we hear, what we listen to, the word is the truth, and we are not going to be shaken for bad. If we are shaken at any moment, it's going to be for good. So the victory is ours in the name of Jesus. Amen.